Well, there we are. We love that. We've been playing it for a while. It is the new single from Rachel Sage. It's called Blue Sky Days. And Rachel joins me on the line from the US right now. Rachel, hi.
Hi. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us. How's life in the States at the moment? It all seems very hectic from our side of the pond, but you're coping okay, are you?
Yes, there are certain individuals who will remain nameless who are making it more hectic than it needs to be, unfortunately. But I firmly believe that it's the job of the artist to uplift and at times, you know, even help people escape from too much reality. So that's my job today.
Oh, well, I think you've got your work cut out for you by the seam of it.
Good thing I'm a hard worker.
Indeed. Rachel, I took one look at your bio and I just thought, goodness me, because I've been aware of your music for the past 2 or 3 years, maybe a little bit longer than that. But just looking back, goodness me, if you don't mind me saying so, you've worked with everybody and it's your list of people you've collaborated with and work with is frightening. The likes of Sarah McLachlan, Judy Collins, Howard Jones. It's just an endless list. You don't get to do those sorts of gigs without being quite good at what you do, in my book. So tell us, how did it all start for you?
Well, first of all, thank you for those lovely compliments. You know, I just kind of feel like I do what I do because I love it. And I'm so, so fortunate that this enjoyment of music sort of fell in my lap when I was about 2.5 years old. I was lucky enough that my tone deaf parents nonetheless chose to have a piano in their living room in case we took to it. So thanks, Mom and Dad.
That's a good call, wasn't it?
I've been playing. It was. It was probably the best parenting decision they ever made.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been writing songs since I was about 5, and you know, from the time I was maybe 11 or 12, I knew quite seriously that writing songs and making music was going to be the most important thing in my life. So I haven't really looked back since, except for a few healthy diversions into other arts like dance and acting. But, you know, they're very much related, so.
And you managed to bring that all in. Your sound has been described as theatrical. Phil Ramone said it reminded him of working with Bob Dylan. You don't get that sort of comment made lightly, do you?
Well, I don't know. That's a little hyperbolic, Phil. But he was a very, very generous person. And it certainly was an adventure and a delight to get to meet and work with him when I did a couple songs with him, maybe 7 or 8 years ago now. So I am very fortunate. I've had a lot of wonderful opportunities. And I think, you know, also just having a huge passion for writing music and, you know, a persistence to want to continue to connect with audiences all around the globe has been what's been my drive. At the end of the day, I'm trying to have this ongoing conversation with other human beings. You know, I don't think I would get as much enjoyment out of it, if any at all, really, if I knew that I could only play in, you know, in my own living room for the rest of my life.
Sure.
I mean, it'd be okay, you know, but it's not why I do it. I really, really do love to perform, connect with audiences, and also to meet them individually and to hear more about their lives and their experiences and how music impacts them. So it's a two-way street for sure.
And when you do your music, I mean, I've just got, again, the list of instruments that you play in front of me: vocals, piano, keyboards, Hammond organ, and that struck me, and guitar. Do you tend to write on the basis of, right, I'm going to do all the bits bar the drums, or do you like to get other musicians in and work this out as a collaboration?
I write most of my songs, you know, completely by myself on one instrument. I've only collaborated as a co-writer twice, really, in my life. Although I used to write jingles in my 20s, and that was a collaborative effort. But, you know, that's a whole side story. But I've written 2 songs with other people in my adult life. One of them is on this current album, Character, and it's called Damaged. And I co-wrote that with my Empress Records label mate and dear friend Seth Glear. And then there's another song on a prior album called Home that I co-wrote with a lovely Irish songstress named Fiona Hart. But those were really collaborations due to those two individuals reaching out to me and saying they wanted to write something together. So writing for me really is a pretty solitary experience with my own psyche, you know, but I'm open to it and I hope to do more of it. It's just not really how it's gone for me. But production in the studio is a very, very collaborative effort. And I love bringing in my bandmates, the sequins, as I call them, and other wonderful musicians I've gathered through the years to connect and collaborate in that way. So I always leave room for spontaneity and other people bringing in their best ideas. That's my job.
That sounds excellent. Sounds excellent. Now, you've done a lot of work about homelessness. You seem to be quite happy to touch on some, I mean, and you mentioned it even right at the very start when we started talking, you know, you seem to be quite aware of the world around you. And as you say, you seem quite keen to speak up and try and help. Would that be a fair comment?
Oh, I hope so. You know, I can't see why I wouldn't want to do that. Many people have brought issues to the forefront of my mind that I wouldn't have known about otherwise, and I'm grateful to them. But I think if you're a sentient human being on this planet, it only behooves you to understand what other people are going through. And hopefully, you know, everyone has a role to play in helping to make other people's lives a little bit easier. You know, I'm always working on it. It's not something I feel like I have mastered in any way, especially right now with so many different issues needing our help and attention. But I will say that, and I know we haven't touched on this yet, so I'm not trying to shock or spring it on anybody, but I am a cancer survivor, and I was diagnosed in 2018, and now I am absolutely fine and so, so grateful to have recovered and now be in remission. So one of my most important causes that I do try to bring attention to is cancer research. And, you know, one of the songs on my new album, Bravery's on Fire, raises funds for women's cancer research. So I do like to touch on that and remind women all over the world to get checked, how important it is, and that prevention really is the best cure.
Absolutely. We've had discussions about that recently here with the lockdown, that people aren't getting checked, and it's just time that could be spent getting you cured. You know, if you think there's symptoms, you've got to get them checked, haven't you? Yeah, absolutely. But on a positive note, Blue Sky Days.
Yes.
There's a nice little tune. How did that come about?
Well, I did actually compose that at the very tail end of my treatment for cancer. So as you can imagine, having been mostly a patient for many months and not doing music or recording, I was so eager and excited to get back to it once I had the energy. And my dear friend and violinist, Kelly Halloran, who's toured with me in the UK many times, she was coming to visit with me and cheer me up and play her violin. And I was so excited to try to write something new and fresh for us to play together as I was seeing the proverbial clouds clear. And I also had been using a meditation app called Headspace. I don't know if you or your listeners mm-hmm. have heard of it, mm-hmm. but it's a fantastic tool. And it was new to me, but it had played a very important role in my own recovery. So the song is directly inspired by the imagery in the Headspace app of, you know, remembering that even when there's darkness and clouds around you in a proverbial sense, that blue sky is always there. It's never gone anywhere, and it will come back.
Oh, that's lovely to hear somebody speaking so positively. But as you say, you've been on a bit of a journey, and here you are coming out the other side. Are we going to expect more tunes in that vein, do you think, from you as time goes by?
Absolutely. I think you can expect more tunes from me in every vein.
That sounds like a good answer.
I get bored doing the same thing, so I like to mix it up. I'm just starting work on a spoken word album, actually, and I'm not much of an engineer, although I fancy myself a pretty solid producer, but I've been spoiled working with engineers my whole career, and now I'm trying to learn how to engineer for myself. So I can, you know, keep making art during isolation, and that's what I'm doing.
Excellent.
So, wish me luck.
We do wish you luck. Rachel, it's been lovely to speak to you. Thank you for chatting to us today. Good luck with the song. Good luck with the future projects. And we look forward to speaking
Thank
with you again
so
and
much.
Hearing more music.
You as well. Take care. All the best.